Good morning, me chumman. That beep is a magical beep is a magical little timer, but I've got set up because one of the things I like being clever. I think cleverness is a talent that sort of needs to be sort of fostered and encouraged and promoted and something to get. And it's something to get excited about. For instance, I met her. The people who make, I just happened to come across some today in boxes and I thought the price is not bad, but they kind of look ideal, but the Ozito, O-Z-I-T-O, the brand name of the concrete mixer in Australia, well, what you do is you fill them up, you know, with water and measure how, you know, like in their running position and measure how many litres of water they're actually holding till it sort of runs out, you know. And then you can say maximum capacity, X amount of litres, you know. Or approximately X amount of kilograms of concrete, of mixed concrete, you know? And nowhere was it, it said the container, the actual drum, the mixing chamber, it said it held 126 litres. Now, since the thing sits on about 45 degrees, and it's a small bowl, you know, and it's got a huge hole in the top, it's not very high, and it's got a huge hole in the top, that means it's like having, say, a jar full of a short wide mouth jar, filling it with water, then laying it on its side at about 45 degrees. The jar might hold, say, 500 mil, but tilted on its side, it's only going to hold like a fraction of that, like maybe a third or a quarter, you know. But none of the dumb cunts in the company write that on the packet. You know, like how long is it going to take if each load is, say, we'll just say 60 litres. It's probably more like 40 litres, you know. Maybe 50, you know. But how long is it going to take to, you know, fill it up to mix the cement or the mortar, and how, and if each load has to churn for, say, 5 minutes. How long is it going to take to mix, say, 1,000 kilograms of cement? So you need to know up front how much does it actually hold. And so I said, the guy working there, you know, who was helping me out around the place, because the fucking place is huge, he was okay, but he wasn't real bright, you know, he wasn't thinking like 10 steps ahead sort of stuff, you know. And so he goes to Ralph, he goes, Ralph, how much does it hold? How much concrete will this mix when it's running, you know? You know, if you, I said to him, if you park it on, the guy comes up to me and says, oh, I said, you know, if it's parked on level ground and it's running, how much fucking concrete can you put in it? How many litres, you know? Or how many kilograms or whatever, you know? And he says, oh, it's written there on the pack. He says, oh, it's 126 litres. So I said to him, that's the capacity of the drum when it's pointing vertically. You don't run concrete, you know, if it was sitting vertically and running vertically, it wouldn't be mixing the concrete. It sits on its side, it's kind of tipped over like about two-thirds of the way, you know, and it's the bottom getting churned round and mixed over into the top of it, you know what I mean? It's not the same thing. And this fucking dumb cunt couldn't register that you sort of, you know, you filled it right up and had it sitting vertically, the unmixed mix would just go round with the fucking drum. It wouldn't mix, you know. And this stupid cunt didn't get it, and the other fucking guy who was helping me out, he just, duh. So men don't have a monopoly on being idiots, you know, or women don't have an absolute monopoly on being fucking idiots. So, it's kind of like that. Unless you've got the concrete mixer out, parked it on level ground, and just measured the amount of water going into it with a bucket, say it's a 10-litre bucket or something, you know. Just put in bucket after bucket after bucket till it starts to run over and go, yeah, well, when it's running, it's going to be holding about 50 litres of cement. And that calculation is good because then you can work out how much you need for your cement, water, sand and gravel ratios, and that's going to, you know, so you can buy big truckfuls of this shit and just mix it up and mix it up and mix it up, you know, batch after batch after batch, in order to work out how much you need to make, say, 2 to 4 ton of concrete, you know, in counterweights, you know, or footings or fucking, you know. And these cunts just don't get it. They never have to fucking work out anything, you know. They just buy it and get it out of the pack, you know. Duh, you know. Oh, I don't know. Well, why don't you fucking know? You know. So, busy gutsing some camembert cheese. I've upheld that promise to myself. The people would go, oh, Shane, you fat cunt, you know. So instead of buying a kilo of fucking cheddar cheese a week, I'm buying one 200 gram packet once every couple of weeks, you know. That's my mortal sin. Because cheese is actually a good food, you know. So, this is like working out all the different ways you can gauge, calculate the speed of a fucking car. You know, what other ways are there to determine your speed besides reading a gauge? Now, this doesn't cover every fucking road and every section of road at all, right? This applies to almost all the highways in Australia, right? Almost all sections of all highways in Australia. The posts that come, you know, there's a, it would be the other way around in countries, but we drive on the left here, so the car ahead of us is in the left lane, and so the reflector on the post is red, and the post on the right, on the right hand side of the road, which is the oncoming traffic side, that has a white reflector. Okay, so these set says it'll, you know, red on the left and white on the right. These are typically where there's no lots of intersections and fucking, you know, ditches under the road and all sorts of shit to watch out for. Typically these posts are 100 metres apart. You know? And I calculated that 100 kilometres an hour is 100,000 metres an hour. So if you divide that by 60 minutes to get how many metres a minute, then you divide that by another 60 to get how many metres a second, so that's 100,000 metres in an hour, or 27.8, just under, because I round up at 27.8 metres a second, right? And so therefore, if I have a timer if I'm doing exactly 100 kilometres an hour, which is 27.8 metres a second, just under, you know. If I set that timer to 3.78 seconds, which is a little bit hard for just standard phone type timers, so I just jumped it to 4 seconds. But if I'm passing those posts, if I'm going through the post set every 4 seconds, that means I'm just under 100 kilometres an hour. So that's what that beep noise is. So, and because I'm out of sync, I'm doing about 70 k's an hour. Because I'm out of sync with all of this shit, you know, that means the beeping is going every 4 seconds, indicating if I synchronise that beep with every fucking set of posts, I would be doing, say, something like 96 kilometres an hour. Because I'm doing about 70 kilometres an hour, going well out of the timing of the post is out of synchronisation, you know. So yeah. So there's a multitude of ways. It's quite an interesting sort of exercise to sort of calculate the multitude of ways that you can, with all the fucking things, stick stuck under my car. So there should be a multitude of ways. For a person driving a car to calculate the fucking speeds of a car without a speedo, and that was one of the things I came up with. If you timed it for going between the post sets every 4 seconds, you'd be doing about 96 kilometres an hour, just a bit of a bit of an estimate, you know what I mean? So, so that's what that beeping is, that's what the timing is. It's basically for way, if there was a way to turn the screen off, not be running GPS power and not using up enormous amounts of fucking battery power keeping a screen on, and just having a fucking timer, that would be a good way to do it. So if you're coming home on a kangaroo, in kangaroo territory, you know, you can sit on about 60 k's an hour. And, you know, as long as you're sort of going about two-thirds the speed, you know, if the timer goes off around each one of those posts and you're getting about two-thirds of the way on 100 k's an hour, that means you're sitting on about 60 k's an hour, you know. You're going two-thirds of the way between 100 k, the posts with 100 k's, with 100 metres between them, and the beep's going off, you know, every 4 seconds, you're doing about 66 k's an hour. So that means you keep your speed legal, you keep your speed down, and, yeah. So isn't that great? I've created a new way to calculate road speed. You know, so that's absolutely dead accurate. those are the fun things that you do when you're tired. And that's what the beeping noise is, guys. Yes, it's been a pretty good day. Yeah, so I might end this recording. So I'm really tired, you know. Alright, so guys, I might try and tune into a bit of live MGTOW TV instead. Thanks. See ya.